Go ahead and lay back, or you can stay in a seated position, and we'll start with just focusing on the breath. So at first, just take a big inhale. Let it fill the belly up, and then just exhale out through the mouth like a big sigh of relief. And do that a few more times. Just take a few big, deep belly breaths. And then exhale. Feel your body relaxing, settling into this moment. And then place your hands over the belly and bring your attention to the breath moving deeper into the diaphragm. So as you inhale, you'll start to notice the belly or the navel moving away from the spine. There's a bit more expansion. Closing the mouth, we'll exhale out through the nose. The navel draws back towards the spine. And just feel your body on the mat. Start to tune in to all the senses. Slowing the breath down a little bit more. And then as you take another deep breath in, let's add the second part. Bringing the right hand over the right rib cage, belly and ribs. Let it move up. And when you're ready, exhaling belly and then ribs. Notice your body just starting to relax, getting used to just being still for a few moments here. Tuning in again to all the senses. Adding the third part. Go ahead and just bring the hand over the heart, and we'll let the breath come all the way up underneath the collarbones. So belly, then ribs, and then the chest. Feel the expansion. Exhale, belly, ribs, and chest. It moves out like a wave. Inhale, let it come up like a wave. Exhaling, let it move out like a wave. Start to even the breath out. So the exhalation and the inhalation match. So if it's helpful, just count the breath as it comes in. And then exhale for the same amount of time as best you can. So without forcing anything. Try not to make anything more work. Just noticing. Feeling the back of the body resting into the earth. And with your eyes closed, just notice your hands on the belly. Go ahead and bring them back to the belly and just feel the hands resting there. And even though you can't see your hands, you can just feel them. You can feel them resting on your belly. And just tuning into the breath and just enjoying that, just savoring the breath here. Come on in. So stay connected to the breath as best you can for the entire practice. So you'll notice when you get caught up in the thoughts or any achieving a pose that you probably won't be breathing this deep or this slow or be this connected to your breath. So this will be your guide. This will be your compass. Come back to this breath. Time and time again. Come back to the three-part breath. I'm just going to give you this strap. I'll need this later. So following your breath then, go ahead and just bring your knees into your chest. There you go. Give yourself a big squeeze. Hug your knees in. Maybe circle out the knees. Giving your low back a nice massage. And then circle the other way. So we talked about doing some hip openers, and we're going to work the upper body, but let's start with opening up the hips on our back. So we're going to come into Happy Baby, and I want you to just see if you can. So Happy Baby, you take your feet straight up to the sky, and then bend your knees. Each hand, let's grab the inside of the foot, so you take hold of the heel, if you can. Now, this is where your strap might come in handy. So some people call this dead bug. Some people call this happy baby. So you can call it whatever you want. But try to get a hold of the heels from the inside. And just draw your knees into your armpits. And your feet will face up into the ceiling. So it kind of does look like a little dead bug. And let your neck lengthen. And let your tail lengthen. So your spine is long. And just keep drawing the knees in towards your armpits. And your feet, again, face the ceiling. Letting the hips open up, letting the knees open up a little bit more. So we'll repeat this towards the end of the class, and you might notice you'll have a little bit more space. But just starting out wherever you are, see if you can extend the right leg a little straighter. And when you do that, you might rock a little bit to the left, but just work towards straightening the right leg, keeping your left knee bent. So it's probably not going to go super straight, and you can hook your strap there if you'd like. That's fine. And then we'll bend the right knee and see if you can straighten out the left leg. Keep your right knee into your armpit. And just work a little bit toward. We're just warming up, so don't force anything. Just kind of testing the waters and letting the body know, hey, you know what? We're going to use your hips. We're going to use your hamstrings right now. So just waking up those areas. Good. And then bend both knees again. Hug the knees into the armpits. Good. And then release your hands and just hug your knees back in. So you'll notice maybe already a little bit more space in your hips and groins. Perfect. Set both feet on the ground. And if you know you have tight hamstrings, take your strap and hook your right foot. In fact, just go ahead and hook your right foot. Even when you do this at home, you can do this with a towel. So loop the strap around the right leg and just stretch your leg straight. So we're not going to do a lot of upper body, just hang on with your strap so your arms can relax. And then maybe straighten out your left leg. That's up to you. That's going to make it harder. Now your left foot, you can just let it rest on the ground. Good. Just keep pressing through the right heel and your inseams roll in slightly. So make sure your left foot's not just laying there. Your left foot is flexed. There you go. And you can set your left heel to the ground, though, because you really want to try to drive the front of the thigh into the back of the thigh on both legs. Good. Now, take your strap in your right hand only and take your left hand on your left thigh. And just imagine your left hand can press the left thigh down more. So you can get more of a stretch there. And then allow the right foot to start to drift open. And now just be gentle because we're just warming up. Like I said, just test the waters here. Just let the hamstrings and the hips know we're going to go deeper. And breathe here. Take your time. And then we'll take it back up to the top. Release the strap. Set your right foot to the ground and switch. Go to the other side. So start out by just looping the left foot. Flex your left foot. Your right foot can even just stay on the ground if you want to make this easier. If you want to make it a little bit more of a stretch, stretch your right foot into the earth and press your right heel away from you and your left heel. Flexing both legs. So really squeezing, giving the muscles, you're really hugging the bones on both legs. So there's energy, even though it doesn't look like we're doing much, you're really squeezing. So that isometric. Keep your left hand on the strap. Take your right hand down on your right thigh and press the top of your thigh into the back of your leg. So you're really grounding the right leg. And then start to let your left leg drift open. So you might start to roll to the left. Just keep your right hip pinned down. And just go only so far where you start to feel that first sensation. So we're just warming it up. good. And then slowly take it to the top and release when you're ready. Good. Hug both knees in. So you might start to feel, just notice. So notice that there's already some hip action going. And then you'll go ahead and roll up. And I want you to go right up into down dog. So take your time to get there. We won't need the strap for a little while, if not at all, depending on where we go. All right, so in down dog, pedal out your heels. Bend one knee and then lower the opposite heel. Good, and switch. Keep pressing your thighs back. Just keep going back and forth now. Walk in the dog. Spread your fingers nice and wide. Roll the upper arms open, the upper arm bones open. Press the inner thumb bones down. Keep lifting the hips skyward. Good. And then lift both heels nice and high as you can. And then press into your hands more. Try to bring your chest towards your thighs. Let your head hang. And then start to lower both heels. They don't need to touch the ground, but maybe you'll get a little calf stretch here. Spread the fingers wide. Step the feet together right and left so your big toes touch. And then lift your right leg to the sky. And then bend your right knee. Turn your hip open to the right. So you start to feel your right hip open up. Lift your right knee as high as you can. There you go. That's it. And you might even start to look out under your right arm. And now stretch it straight. Straight up to the sky. There you go. And then bring your right knee in towards your chest. Hug it in. Pull it in nice and tight. And then stretch it back to the sky. Bend your right knee. Lift your knee as high as you can. And now set your right foot down. So let's try the other side. Left leg to the sky. Bend your left knee. Lift your knee as high as you can. Look out under your left arm. And breathe. Now try to keep both hands pressing even. So right now the right side waist still scrunch up. Try to get your right hip back. Lengthen the right side. And then stretch your right leg to the sky. Straighten it out. Draw your right knee into your chest. Curl it up. Use your core. And then stretch it back. Bend your knee again. Lift your knee a little higher this time. Turning your chest a little bit to the left, but keep your right side waist long. And release. Set your left foot down. Good. Look up at your hands. We'll step the right foot up. Lower your left knee to the earth. And bring both hands to your front knee for a low lunge. So press your chest away from the front thigh. Good. Now look back at your back foot. You can point it or you can turn your back toe under and press the ball of the big toe. Good. So you can push into the ball of the big toe to get more of a stretch. And now sink your left hip towards your right heel. But keep lifting your heart. You got it. And then release both hands to the top. Step back into plank position. And now we're going to warm it up a little bit. So we're going to warm up by doing what we call mountain climbers. So right knee, left knee, right knee, left knee. Climb that mountain up and back. That's it. Try to keep your butt low, not high. That's it. Keep breathing. Back and forth. Right knee, left knee, into chest. Like you're climbing the mountain. Try to look forward a little bit. Pull the heart forward. So it's plank. Just bringing the knees back and forth into the chest. Climbing up that mountain. Good. And then push back to down dog. So it gets a little fire going. Lift your left leg to the sky. Look up. Set your left foot right up between your hands. So we'll switch on low lunge on this side. Right knee down. Hands to the front leg. Push your chest away from the front thigh. So try to pick up the low belly right up into the heart. Sink into the hips. Good. Your right thigh comes closer towards the earth, but keep lifting, picking up the low belly so your core is engaged. Push through the ball of the back, take big toe. Good. And breathe. Good. And then release both hands to the top of the mat, and we'll step back into down dog. So from down dog, we're going to go ahead and lift the right leg to the sky, bend your right knee, and just drop it back behind you. And we're going to come into a side lunge, or I'm sorry, a side plank. The right foot is behind you. You're standing on your left hand. Your right arm reaches overhead. So just take a moment to get yourself arranged. You got it. You got it. That's it. Good. And then bring the right hand back to the ground. Take your right knee into your chest. Now shoot it over to the left. So you're going to stretch out the right hip on this side. You're shooting it over to the left under the left arm. And now reach the left arm to the sky. Hold it here. Perfect. And then take the left hand down. And take your right knee into your chest. Shoot it up to the sky. And set your right foot down. Let's try that on the other side. Left leg lifts. Bend your left knee. Open up the left hip. And now drop the left foot down back behind you for a side plank. So your right leg is going to stay straight. You're standing on your right arm. Your right hand is just slightly forward of your right shoulder. It's not right under. You guys got it. And then reach your left arm to the sky or overhead and really pick up the hips. You can be on your fist if that's more helpful. And take your left hand down. Draw your left knee into the chest. Good. Now we're going to shoot it over to the right. So underneath your body to the right. You guys got it. Now reach your right arm to the sky. Yes. Good. That's it. Use your core. You got it. Your left knee can be on the ground. That's perfect. Modify. Take the right hand down. Bring your left knee in. Lift it to the sky. And set your left foot down. Good. Look up at your hands. Step both feet forward. Inhale. Lift your heart to a flat back. Exhale. Just soften into forward fold. Now, just to release a little bit in the upper arms or back, take your hands and walk them underneath your feet. It's called stand hand position. So you're going to take your hands, the palms of the hands, face the bottoms of the feet, stand on your feet, hands. Your toes walk right up to your wrists, and then gently pull back. Draw your chest in. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Bend your elbows. Yeah, go all the way up to your wrists if you can. That'll stretch out your wrists. Yes, all the way up if you can. You have to bend your knees. That's fine. It's okay to bend your knees. It's about releasing the wrists. A little bit here. Good. Does everybody feel okay in that?
Yep.
Okay. Bend your elbows. Draw yourself in. There you go. Yeah. Good. And then just release the hands. Take your hands to your hips. Draw your shoulders back, elbows back. Come all the way to standing. Reach your arms overhead when you're ready. Take a big inhale. And exhale. Bring your hands to your heart. Good. Now take a moment. Bring your toes together if you can. We're coming into chair pose. So take a seat. Reach your arms overhead. So now we're going to add a little balance. Do your best. Okay, so balance is not always easy. Every day is different. So try to pick up your heels, and it's drinking bird. So it's like your little tiny bird, not stuck in a window like your bird, but this one is on the edge of the little fountain. Good. Now, as best you can, we're going to come to standing, but don't let your heels drop. Tippy toe, tippy toe, tippy toe. You can do it ballerina style. Yay, set your heels down, hands to your heart. Good, let's try that again. Chair pose, arms reach overhead, bend the knees, tail is down. Good, and then come to your heels, or I'm sorry, toes, heels lift. Now squeeze the outer thighs. So yes, this is definitely going to tone your butt. Good. Squeeze the thighs, squeeze the legs together. Keep squeezing the outer hips. Core is strong. Come up to standing with your heels off the ground if you can. Stand up taller. And let your heels lower. Bring your hands to your heart. Okay, third time lucky. So go ahead, bend your knees. Chair pose. Arms reach overhead. Tippy toe. Pick up the heels. Contract the thighs. Tail is still down. Use your core. Come up to standing. Use your core. And release, hands to the heart. Perfect. Inhale, reach your arms overhead. Big inhale. Exhale, swan dive down, forward fold, nose towards the knees. Inhale, lift your heart to a flat back. Bring both hands to the earth, step it into plank position. Good, and then from here, we're going to come into side plank with a little variation. So, rolling to the right hand, step your left foot out in front. And just reach your right arm overhead. We're not going to reach overhead. We're going to lower the hips as low as you can go. Reach your left hand towards your right foot. There you go. We're really stretching the outer right hip. Can you feel that? There you go. I think they call this Vishnu's couch. So it's like you're laying on a couch, just watching TV. Give it a try tonight. Be sure to get some looks. Just feel that stretch in the right, side waist and the hip. With a big inhale, take a big inhale. Exhale, come back. Come back to down dog. Let's go ahead and switch to the other side. So start out with straight leg side plank. You're on your left hand. Step your right foot out in front of the left hip. Lower your left hip so it's almost touching the ground. Good. Reach your right hand towards your left foot. Good. So your left hip is just hovering. Use your core to help your left hand feel lighter. Use your core. And release. Both hands to the top of the mat. Step back to down dog. Excellent. Breathe. Looking up at your hands, we'll go ahead and step both feet forward. Inhale, lift your heart to a flat back. Exhale, soften forward fold. Inhale, reach your arms overhead. Chair pose. Come into chair pose. And we're going to pick up the right foot. Try to get light, use your left. Your left leg is going to be your standing leg. Your right foot is hovering. Draw your right knee into your chest closer. Keep your left knee bent. Take your right ankle, place it over your left thigh. So you should start to feel your hips smiling here. There you go. So if you want to make this a deeper stretch, if this is not enough, start to sit into the hips. The hips go back, the arms reach forward, and you're folding your chest out over the right shin. Pause. So it's probably a really good idea to have a focal point. Flex that right foot. Just imagine the right knee keeps wanting to drift open, but keep pulling your left hip back away from your left arm. Both sides of the waist, really long. So everybody feel the right hip smiling? Slowly come up and then unwrap. And just release. Come to standing. Just come to mountain pose. Bring your hands to your heart. Connect to your breath. So notice any difference from right to left. Just tune into your body, and then we'll go ahead and try it again. So chair pose. Start here. Remember, you can stay here. We're just going to go layer by layer. Squeeze the outer hips. Pull the navel back. Lift the heart. You can stay here or pick up your left foot and hug your left knee into your chest without using your hands. So pull the knee in. You can stay here balancing or take your left ankle over your right thigh. Let your left knee drop open. Flex your right foot or left foot. Good. And if you want to go further, butt goes back, heart goes forward, folding over the legs, reaching out in front of you towards the top of the mat or past the top of the mat. Keep reaching. Pull the navel back. So right hip pulls away from the right shoulder. Get longer. Left knee drifts open. Left foot stays flexed. And then slowly start to make your way back up and unwrap. Good. Bring your hands to your heart and just see how your body's feeling. Just send your body a moment of gratitude. And with an inhale, reach overhead. Exhale, swan dive down, forward fold. Let your head hang, just shake it out. Yes, and no, and yes. Good, and then from here, inhale, lift your heart to a flat back. Pull the chest away from the thighs. Get longer on both sides of the waist. Try to lift up all 10 toes. Feel the ball of the big toe, the ball of the pinky toe on both feet. And your arch is really lifting. Your legs are totally engaged. Lay your toes back down. Bring both hands to the earth. Step it into plank position. Good. And then from here, we're going to go ahead and take our hands a little wider. More of a push-up. So we're not going to do a chaturanga bend. We're actually going to do more of a push-up. Walk your feet in as close as you can. So you're in a very, very short down dog. Hands are as wide as your mat. Some of your fingers might even be off the mat. And then bend your elbows. Try to touch your head down. And then push back up. Keep going. Push-ups. Hands are really wide. Elbows will go out to the side. Fingers face forward or can be turned out. Whatever feels good. Yep. Try to get your butt way up high. Walk your feet in as close as you comfortably or uncomfortably can. Feel your triceps really working here. You're going to really feel your shoulders working here. Yep. And just try to touch your head to the ground or get as close as you comfortably can. Is everybody feeling their shoulders? Are we getting in there? Okay. Strong upper body. Don't want to disappoint you. Good. And then slowly release. Go ahead and just take a seat onto your feet. You're on your knees. Good. Good. And just shake out your wrists a little bit if you need to. Shake, 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 shake. Because we're going to do some more for the triceps now. Okay? Yay. Killing me. Okay. So go ahead. And we're going to take ourselves hands. It's kind of like a reverse tabletop. Fingertips will point towards the hips. So if you need a wrist break, just make fists, okay? If your wrists are like, that's enough. So try to turn your fingertips in, and we're just going to pick up the hips and just going to do dips. That's all. So we're going to bend the elbows, dip down, and push back up. And just keep going until your body is thanking you so much that it says, okay, I've had enough now. So just keep going. So you're not lifting your upper body. I'm sorry. Just use your triceps. Your hips aren't doing anything. Bend your elbows, dip down. Your butt will touch the ground probably, and then straighten your arms. Do this all for the triceps. Really squeeze back there. That's it. Now, if this isn't hard enough, bring your feet together right and left, and you can lift one leg. If you've already got plenty, then that's fine. Just do what you can. So really working that upper back, opening the heart. If you're switched, then go ahead and try the other leg. Yeah, sometimes repetition is, that's as many. You guys are good. Woohoo. Okay, you can thank me tomorrow when you feel those. All right. And then slowly release. Take a seat. And yes, shake out your wrist, please. Shake, shake, shake. Really good. Shake it all out. So your triceps and shoulders got some loving. All right, then let's go ahead and come back. And actually, we're going to go onto our bellies. So go ahead and just lay onto your bellies. We're just going to get into the back a little bit. Well, we got some heat. Are you guys warmed up enough? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So take your hands back alongside your body. Your palms will face straight down. Palms flat. There you go. And then bring your legs together right and left. And imagine you're just picking up your navel. So you're not necessarily going to get it to come off the ground. But as you energetically pick up the navel, your tail goes down slightly. Lengthen your tail away. And then from here, just lift your chest off the ground. Keep your hands on the ground. Lift your chest and breathe. So try not to lift your chin. It's more your chest. Lift your heart. Keep your chin in slightly so your neck stays long and it doesn't get cramped. Yes, good. Now use your core, use your abs to press into the mat. Lift your heart. Feel your breath. And then maybe lift your legs. Keep pressing your hands. So yeah, point your toes. Fan the toes out energetically. Lengthen. Yeah, your legs are straight back. Lift. Lift your heart. And then relax. And just turn your head to one side and rest. Take a break. All right, and then bring your hands alongside your chest. Come up onto all fours. We're going to take a little squat in front of our hands. Pull your knees into your chest. Good. And then again, we're just going to dip the head down, bend your elbows. So all you're doing is you're balancing on your tippy toes, knees are into your chest, give yourself a little push-up, and come back up. Your arms are straight, and then bend the elbows. Head almost touches. Arms are straight, bend the elbows. Keep your knees into your chest. Feel that work, the upper body. Is everybody getting that? A little tricep. So it's a teeny tiny little squat, knees on chest, butt up is up in the air. As you bend the elbows, the head almost touches the ground. When you straighten the arms, you pull away. Bend and straighten. Bend and straighten. And release. Go ahead and take a moment to rest. Come onto your belly again. We'll reach the arms overhead this time. All right. So is everybody warm enough to do back stuff? Yeah? Okay. So as you look down, stay looking down. Pick up your navel. Lengthen your tail. Try to bring your legs at least hip width apart, if not closer. And then lift your chest off the ground. Lift your right arm, left leg. Get really long. Turn your right thumb up. There you go. And stretch your left leg up. And release the right hand, left leg, switch. Left arm, right leg. Lift. You can use those abs. So we were working our core there too when we were doing those little push-ups. And switch the other way. Left leg, right arm. Get really long. Get as long as you can diagonally, more than upwards, get longer. And switch. Last one. And release. Bring your hands alongside your chest. Push up onto all fours. Come into down dog. Stretch it back. Good. Take your hands as wide as your mat, if not wider. Walk your feet in, the shortest down dog you could imagine. And back to a few little arm push-ups. So head down, almost touches the ground. Just bend your elbows. Your elbows can go out to the side. This is more of a push-up than a chaturanga. Hips high up in the air. Just do your best. Do what feels good for your body. If it feels stronger today, just keep going. If you need to rest, then rest. Good. And then release. Come back onto your knees. One more on our bellies. Come back onto your belly, and we'll bring our elbows on in front of us. It's time for Sphinx. And then we're going to roll up and do some core. So, yay. Our time goes so fast here. All right, so your elbows are just slightly forward of your shoulders, but about as wide as your shoulders. Fingertips point forward. Bring your legs together, right and left. Point your toes straight back. Good. And then from here, just take the heads of your shoulders, instead of curling them up to the ears, take them as far back as you can. Open the collarbones, and then breathe here. Pull the heart through the elbows. So you're really stretching. Try to pull your belly away from the hips. Getting longer. And breathe. And then from here, we're going to just try to pick up the navel. So it's like a tummy tuck. Pick up the belly. Good. Turn your toes under. Prepare yourself. Pick up the thighs. Pick up the knees. Pull it in here. There you go. And breathe. Pull the heart forward. Still looking forward slightly. Try not to hunch. That's it. Core strong. And then lower your knees, lower your thighs, lower your hips, lower your belly, pull the heart through, point your toes, pull the heart through. So let's try that two more times. Okay, so start to curl the navel back, curl it up. Your hips will come off the ground here. Turn your toes under, lift your thighs, If you can go further, lift your knees. So just listen to your body. You don't have to go all the way up. Just do your best. Pull the heart forward. Look forward slightly. Press back through the inner heels. Squeeze the thighs. Legs strong. Navel back. Lower the knees. You can point your toes here. Lower the thighs and hips. Lower the belly. Pull the heart through. Curl the chest up. So like a cobra. Feel this open up. The upper back, mid back, low back. Lift. One more. So take the belly back. You can just stay here contracting back. Okay, that's a lot of work right there. Lifting your thighs. If you want to pick up your knees, go ahead and do that. Your toes turned under. Pull the heart forward. Forearm plank. Lower down to your knees, to your belly. Pull the heart through. Lift your heart. Good. And then release your hands. Push up, and we'll go back to down dog. Up and back. So one more with a little bit more energy, a little more gusto. Bring yourself into plank position, and you're going to go back and forth. Just bring your right knee up to your right shoulder and step it back. Left knee, step it back. Right knee, right shoulder. Left knee, left shoulder. Right and left. And you can go as slow or as fast as you like. Keep pulling the heart forward. Left and right. Just stay into plank position while you do it. Yeah, just stay in plank. Back and forth. You don't have to go back to down dog. Yep, you can do it from your knees. There, now our hips are nice and warm. Go ahead and drop to your knees. Walk your feet through. Good, and take a seat. Yay, you did it. We made it to the seated part. Okay, so extend your left leg. Take your right knee right over the top. Stack your knees. Maybe if this is enough here, keep your left leg straight. If you want to go into full Gomukhasana, then I want you to just take and bend your left knee. Tuck your heels next to your hips. So wherever you are is fine. It just depends how tight your hips are. The main thing is that you can sit tall. So you don't want to compromise your spine just to get your knees both bent. So sitting tall, breathe here. And then we'll slowly take the hands forward, folding out over the legs. Wherever you are, legs straight or knees bent, pull the heart forward. You got it. And then walk your hands a little bit to the right, pressing into the hands. Lengthen your left hip down. And if your leg is straight, yeah, you might just stay forward. That's good. That's fine. We're not going to stay here long. We're going to walk over to the other side. Yep. Anchor that right hip down. So it's like a down dog hand. So you're really pushing your hands into the ground and lowering the right hip. And then come back to center. And then we'll slowly come up. Reach your arms overhead. Interlace your fingers and just turn your palms to the sky. Take a big inhale. And then exhale, turn your chest a little bit, just a tiny bit to the right. Come back to center and turn gently to the left. Just a tiny little twist. And come back to center and release your hands down. Lean back, and we'll just switch to the other side. So if your right leg was, or if your left leg was straight, then keep your right leg straight this time. Try to get the knee over the knee, wherever you are. So knee over knee, and then you can tuck the right foot next to the left hip, if that feels appropriate today. So every day is different. Do what you can. Good. And just let the hips sink down. Let both, the left hip really come down. That one's probably lifting more right now. So just let it sink right now. Let it relax. Put your intention there. Start to talk to your body. Say, what would it take to just be a little bit more at ease here? What would it take, body, to feel a little bit more ease here? And then just start to walk the hands forward if you want to go deeper. You can stay upright, that's fine. Otherwise, folding out over the legs, chest forward. Is everybody getting a stretch in their hips? Yes. It's good. Let's walk the hands over to the left. Pressing into the hands, lower the right hip more. And then we'll walk the hands over to the right. Pressing into the hands, like down dog arms, lower the left hip more. Come back to center, press into the hands. And then we'll slowly come up. Let's just stretch out the triceps here. So keep your legs. We'll reach the right arm to the sky. Bend your right elbow. Reach between your shoulder blades. You should feel your tricep right there. And then use your left hand to just stretch it out. We're not going to go any further right now. So just your right elbow is facing the sky. Your left hand's helping it come in. Good. You should feel a stretch in your right tricep, and your hips are still smiling. Lift your heart. Try not to hunch. Chin is level with the earth. And then switch. Go ahead and bend the left elbow. Reach between your shoulder blades. Let your right hand guide that elbow in. And then release and just loosen. Unravel your legs and take your time to go onto your back, okay? So go onto your back, bend your knees and stay there for a moment and just relax. Good. So from here, stretch your right leg back up to the sky. Take your hands and clasp behind the right leg, or you can use your strap again on your right foot. That's up to you. So if you want to loop the strap on the right foot, do that. Take a moment to grab that. Otherwise, your hands can clasp behind the right leg and stretch out your left leg. So we're coming right back to where we were visiting this pose in the beginning. Flex that right foot. Bend your right knee. Take your right hand, grab the outside of your right foot, or hang on with your strap. Your right hand grabs the strap. Draw your knee into your armpit again. So half dead bug. Left leg stays straight on the ground. So it's just like you were in a lunge, but you got flipped upside down. Yep, your left leg is flexed. Right knee's into your armpit. Got the clasp on the right. There we go. So just notice if you have a little bit more spaciousness in your body here. Breathe. And then stretch your right leg straight back up to the sky. Use the strap to clasp and draw the leg to you, or bring your hands behind your right leg again. Draw the right leg gently to you. And just work on straightening both legs, though. Flex. Really flex. And then imagine the inseams roll in just slightly. Inseams roll inwards. Breathe. Good. And then set your right foot down. And we'll try the other side. Extend your left leg straight up to the sky. Hook it with your strap if you'd like. There you go. And work on straightening the left leg and then stretch your right leg into the earth. Flex your right foot. So toes towards your nose, inseams roll in. Breathe. Bend your left knee, clasp the outer edge of your left foot, or just draw the left knee into your armpit using your strap. Right hand slides down the right leg, pressing that right hip down. Because as you bring the knee into the armpit, you kind of roll left, so keep your right leg anchored. Really flex. Lots of energy in the right leg, too. Work on straightening that right leg. Big hip stretch. Breathe here. Relax your shoulders. Relax the muscles in your face. And then stretch the left leg back up to the sky. Flex it. Draw the leg to you. Straighten both legs. Bend both knees. Hug your knees into your chest. Give yourself a little hug. Circle out your ankles. Fan your toes out here. Oh, there you go. That sounds good. And then set both feet to the ground, reach your arms out like a T, and then let your knees go to the left. There you go. So the final finishing pose here before Shavasana. So take some big, full, deep breaths. Exhale out through the mouth. Just let your body sink into it. And then come up, and we'll switch to the other side. Imagine that left hip lengthening away from your left shoulder more, getting longer. And then take a big deep breath, a cleansing breath, massaging the internal organs, the liver, the kidneys, and the spleen. And then slowly come back to center. Bring the soles of your feet together. Allow the belly to be soft. Feel your shoulder blades into the earth. And you can stay here or moving into final relaxation. So you can go ahead and straighten the legs when you're ready. Or put your feet up a wall and just take these last few minutes to let the practice soak into your body. Resting wherever you're comfortable, wherever you can just simply stay and just be. Now just savor the breath. There's no right or wrong way to breathe. Allow all your senses to become easy. Gently close the mouth. Imagine the inner ears and the eardrums receding in, the eyeballs sinking in. Imagine the inside of your mouth hollows back. Feel the nostrils have a certain depth to them. Notice the softness of all your facial muscles. Feel Feel that the scalp is loose in the back of the skull. Notice it resting into the earth. And just imagine the brain shrinks a little bit. Let it feel heavy, kind of soggy. No need to do any thinking or projecting into the future, or trying to figure anything out now, just resting. Savoring the breath. Instead of thinking, just feeling, and feeling your senses becoming more and more alert until you can perceive the four corners of this room we're in and all the energy in and around it. You become highly alert. You can hear all the sounds, smell the smells. Feeling the energy of the room, feeling the molecules of this room, and then expand that awareness outward past this building, out into the city, deep into the earth, out into the sky, moving outward until it expands, filling up the state we're in, the entire continent. Just feel your awareness getting bigger and bigger, and the thinking mind starts to just slow down. You're just awareness, you're just sensing everything. Wrapping that awareness around the entire globe, deep down into the earth and way out into the atmosphere, past the sun and the stars and the moon. Until this reality is just a little speck and your awareness is expanded beyond all the thoughts and all the worries and all the fears and the stories, and you're just expanded, your space, just spacious. And rest here in that space. Take a deep breath in, filling the lungs. Bring your awareness to this moment and this breath. Slowly waking the body up. Wiggle the toes and the fingers, but keeping that same spaciousness. So we don't have to jump straight back into our stories. We can stay in that awareness, that expanded spaciousness, where we can just be outside the chaos without getting too wrapped up in any one story. Having that perspective as you slowly come up. So keeping that expanded perspective as you take a seat. And just notice how your body feels. Maybe your shoulders are smiling. Maybe your triceps are singing. And then thank yourself. Namaste. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It's good.